Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Congressman, welcome back in. Thanks for joining us.
Always good, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Well, watching this, what's the thing you zone in on that you took away from this and you think has legs moving forward?
Obviously what has legs is his poor performance. I almost felt bad for Biden. I mean, Jill, his wife, keeps pushing him so hard to keep running. Obviously I'm a strong Republican, but even forgetting that, he just didn't appear well, he didn't sound well, he didn't do well. It was more than any individual untruth that he told, which of course one of the big whoppers was the one you just mentioned, saying, I don't know what he was thinking, saying that you have the support of Border Patrol, and of course they instantly tweeted out that he knew he didn't. Why he would say he did, I don't know. I guess he sort of get away with it. But here's the deal, and I always come from a different angle because I want us to win in November. I worry about the future of this great country, and this is an election we cannot afford to lose. It really matters. I know we always say elections matter. Politicians always say this one really, 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 I could do 1,000 reallys, matters. So I do not want to do the high fives. I don't want to do, right. We're in great shape. Everything's good. Let me tell you, the leadership in the Democratic Party is really smart and they're really focused and they always know the end game, which is to win. You and I have spoken about this before. This is not over, folks. We have to work hard. We have to get our early voting out. We have to raise money. We have to make sure President Trump is everywhere, and he will be. We have to make sure that we do everything we need to do in getting out the vote in this election. We need to win. So we can't sit back. Right. We can't. Great. Yesterday was a great day. This is a new day. In fact, Biden just had a rally in North Carolina. I watched some of it. Way better today. And he's going off a teleprompter, and he's in front of a friendly crowd, but he didn't even look as pale. Whatever they did to him overnight, I don't know. I have a theory.
Yes.
I think we all thought he was going to be rested up and that he was going to be in good shape for literally taking a week off in Camp David. They probably tried to make sure that he didn't screw up too much. So maybe they worked him hard and tried to get all these facts, figures, numbers, endorsements, et cetera, in his head. And maybe that stressed him out, because the difference to the way he looks today, and take a look at that rally if you get some clips on it, and the way he looked yesterday is night and day. They're going to do whatever medications he needs, whatever help he's going to need. The media is still going to help him. I do have to say, to my surprise, I was wrong. When I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. I thought Jay Tapper was going to go after him because he's in the past called Trump a Nazi and Hitler. They did a fair job on as far as the moderators. So that's where we're at. I'm just telling everybody, enjoy the night. Work twice as hard today and every other day until election day.
Yeah, that's the advice, to be energized. And I think we know that Trump, that's the way he operates. We saw the side of Trump that you may see and that occasionally the public sees, the disciplined side. He left some stuff on the table with Biden, but by and large, he weaved in illegal immigration. And I think in a debate, Jeff, I mean, I was like, I still think inflation is the thing that really is killing Americans. But emotionally, Trump weaved several parts of illegal immigration, not just the violence, the overcrowding in schools, taking your job, seamlessly. He was able to pivot with that 7-8 times during the debate.
Oh, no doubt. And this is, you know, I've actually spoken to the president about this because they've tried to put out stuff. In fact, I'm glad I have this opportunity on your show. They try to put out stuff that says he wants to cut Medicare. He wants to cut Social Security. Let me say this as clear as I can. Donald Trump does not want to cut Medicare and Social Security. He will not cut Medicare and Social Security and never had any kind of a plan to do so. They like to say that because they want to scare people. The only way they can win is by saying, and they try it with abortion, they try it with this, with women's health, they call it. I mean, they're putting stuff out that Donald Trump and the Republicans, I've had actually stuff come at me, want to stop birth control. I mean, it's absurd. It's absurd. So, you know, is he concerned about third trimester abortions? Absolutely. But most of all, you're absolutely right. The things that affect people the most, and one of the big ones, and there's many, many that do, the increase in crime, what we're going through on our streets, the immigration, illegal immigration, and how it is hurting people at so many levels. And we're spending so much. His point was well taken yesterday. That's what's going to kill Social Security and Medicare as we spend more and more and more money taking care of illegals. That's the thing you should be worried about. And he wove that in nicely. But it's going to the store and paying more for a small bag of groceries than you ever did before. It is your children and grandchildren not being able to afford to buy a home because you've got to earn twice the income mm-hmm. of what you did 4 years ago. Don, here's the bottom line. Where were we 4 years ago? Where are we now? When were you better off?
That's it. That's going to be it going forward. So are you in the camp? You're a shrewd political guy inside there. I still think Biden wants to hang on. Are you in the camp? He's got the pledged delegates to the, convention. Does he drop out? What's the best guess? And if so, who's the leading candidate, do you think?
So those are really good questions. And nobody is for sure has the answers. But I know how strong the Democratic leadership is and how smart they are. Never underestimate them. So I think they're going to have some serious talks with him. And if they somehow can scare him into dropping out, they might even use things like, hey, you know what? We're helping you in the Department of Justice, but you got real issues with Ukraine and Burisma and your son. And, you know, the things that you've done and being involved in his business relationships, and we've defended you and blocked that information from coming out as much as possible. If you don't drop, guess what? We're going to help. We're going to investigate you, too. Just a guess. Nobody's told me that.
That is very shrewd. That would be the power. And he knows, and you and I know what he's done or most of what he's done. And also, Hunter Biden is over then. They're not going to protect him either. Yeah, I think that could be the card. Now, we're really looking forward to it. First time over at Mulligan's. We hear they're laying in scotches from around the world for Jeff and Drew coming.
Laid forth to Johnny Z, Jeff, that we want three different scotches, one right. from the well, one from the mid shelf, and one from the top shelf. No labels. And I want to see who does better, you or Dom. Dom, I don't think you've ever drinking scotch,
no,
have you?
Not really.
And
no.
A seasoned scotch drinker to see if you can grade them from most expensive to least expensive. Jeff, you want to do that?
He will probably have beginner's luck a few times.
Okay.
I don't know about that, but especially midday. So everybody listening knows I will have a driver in case I I look forward to just, you know, meeting with you guys and, you know, talking to the crowd.
Yes.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be. It always is there, Jeff. Now, the other thing is, do we have to be suited up?
Yeah.
You're going to wear one of those Italian creations in the pocket square. My towers are standing by in Wildwood for a quick
Congressman, I was saying, even seeing you come off the beach, I think I've seen you in a polo once when I was working down the shore with you. And now I don't think I've ever seen you in anything besides a suit. So are you wearing that 8-piece suit again? And do we have to adjust to your standards?
It will depend on whether I have stuff before and after.
Okay.
If I don't, I will be wearing... Because these days are different. I took a few family days here. Now I'm still going to be out in the parades and doing events, seeing you guys. So it depends. But if I'm just doing real outdoor stuff and casual stuff, I might actually be wearing a t-shirt and jeans.
Wow. Oh, man. Oh, God. That's hard to believe. All right. I'm bringing Dan a menagerie. Remember, get the tailor on standby there. Thank you so much for coming over to Mulligan's.
I'm showing you guys bust my chops. Anyway.
You're the best, Congressman. That's
you
fine.
Are. Thanks, Congressman.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.